Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Rounding off the first week in Lent now with Saturday and letters from Iwo Jima.
We're back with Clint Eastwood for our reflections. We've got Clint Eastwood in his 70s, much more mellow, and I think surprising many of his fans with his making two films about World War II, about the battle for Iwo Jima in early 1945. And the first film was Flags of Our Fathers, which showed the battle for that small island from the American point of view, and then took on the story of how the heroes who raised the flag, and then of course there's the true story of the raising of the flag because it was done again for photo opportunity purposes, how the men were taken around the United States to get bond donations and buying of bonds to help the war effort because America was going bankrupt with paying for the war. But then he surprised everybody, Clint did, by making Letters from Iwo Jima, which presented the battle from the Japanese point of view. The language is Japanese, and it was nominated for awards in the Best Foreign Language category, winning the Golden Globe. So it's certainly a very arresting process that Clint Eastwood takes people through in looking at a battle 60 years earlier and assessing it from both sides.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's guest of honor is from the Empire of Japan.
How would you feel if America and Japan were to enter war?
本日付で私は自分の兵が待つ認知へと向かう。国のため忠義を尽くし。おめでとうございます。召集令状です。ありがとうございます。お国のため精一杯ご奉公してまいります。
Jesus says in the Gospel today, he says, "You've learned how it was said, you must love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In this way you'll become children of your Father in heaven." And in a way, that is what Clint Eastwood has done in making these two films, and especially focusing on Letters from Iwo Jima for worldwide audiences, especially the Americans, Australians, and all those who are involved fighting against the Japanese, to see these people, their troubles, their causes, their experience of war, the codes of honour, which actually suggested that they should suicide in the face of defeat, and the young officer who tries to save lives even of his superiors. So it seems to me a very good film, one that's quite unusual for most audiences, but it really is an example, even 60 years after the events, of learning to love one's enemies, because that is transcending what is expected of our ordinary behaviour. We need to go beyond and to love our enemies, not just forgive them.
I wonder if Clint Eastwood's building his legacy a little bit here, certainly in the last 10 years. I mean, we started off with those heroes with the rugged edges, but in his 70s, I mean, we've talked already about Gran Torino, but you could mention Million Dollar Baby, you can mention a number of films that do have Catholic themes that sort of challenge, themes that investigate. That seems to be happening almost with every film.
Yes, in fact, adding to those that you've just mentioned, and we've already mentioned Invictus, but there was Mystic River and Changeling. So during his 70s, even if he'd made nothing else, I think Clint Eastwood has shown us extraordinary human values in his storytelling.